For what's Universal Time? Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has named the first women for cabinet-level positions in his incoming administration. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is the country's U.N. ambassador, and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as Secretary of Education. Haley, the 44-year-old daughter of Indian immigrants, is serving her second term as governor. Farhan Haq is a U.N. spokesman and said he's aware of the selection.
And it's someone with whom officials here are acquainted in terms of being aware of her position on many issues, including laudable comments she made following the horrifying racist shootings in Charleston, South Carolina.
DeVos is chair of the American Federation for Children, a group that has sought to expand the number of charter schools and voucher programs in the U.S. to allow students to attend private schools with taxpayer money. The choices require Senate confirmation. In a video message released to coincide with the Thanksgiving holiday Thursday, Mr. Trump appealed for unity following a divisive election campaign.
It's my prayer that on this Thanksgiving, we begin to heal our divisions and move forward as one country, strengthened by shared purpose and very, very common resolve.
He called for a national campaign to rebuild the country and restore the full promise of America for all its people. Violence in Central African Republic over the past 2 days has left at least 16 dead and displaced thousands more. Clashes erupted this week in the town of Bria, northeast of the capital Bangui, between the militia of the Popular Front for the Renaissance of Central African Republic and the Union for Central African People. Both are breakaway factions of the Seleka Muslim Alliance that orchestrated the country's 2013 coup, ushering in a period of sectarian violence. This is VOA News. In Northern